Good evening, family. It's Dawn, Olivia. I hope you all are having a wonderful, wonderful Sunday. So y'all, I'm gonna share another section of my life to you guys. I did a thing that I believe is for the betterment of me as a whole person. I'm going to begin with the definition of mental health. It's from the World Health Organization, or better known as WHO. They say mental health is a state of mental well-being that enables people to cope with the stresses of life, realize their abilities, learn well and work well, and contribute to the community. So I wanted to tap back into this as all of the hoo-ha for mental health has died down, but yet it is still important. Yet it is prominent. It is a combination of health with the physical health, the mental state to take care of the mind. So I went to go take care of my mind. I have started going to a grief and loss group. As many know, I lost my son almost 4 years ago, come June. And I don't want to say I'm 100% okay. I don't think anyone is when they lose someone close to them. Yet lately, my sleep has been totally off. I am up 2 to 3 times a night. And I am heathen, guys. I want to go get down on my knees and I pray, because first and foremost, I know God got me. Yet God say, don't be a fool, and to take care of yourself. He wants all of his children to take care of themselves. That way we are here to carry on his mission, the purpose he's given us to live out on this earth. So this group, I didn't know what to expect yet. It's very comforting. It helps. It helps to get out my feelings, what I've been through, and to listen to what others have been through, close to what you've, what I experienced, loss. So I want to encourage some of you guys to take that step to really take care of your mind, your mental being, because your mental health is your health. It goes one in one with your physical health. I believe it all connects. And forgive me, I didn't do the research, but I do know they have connected mental and the physical health. Meaning if you're off a little, mentally, it stems some of the issues physically in your body, diabetes, heart disease. Everything connects because your body is one. I also started one-on-one therapy. I just believe it's time for me to help me fully heal, to grow in my life, to have some more, have mental stability. So, yeah, that's the thing I did, y'all. I'm going to go take care of my mind so that my mind, my body, and my spirit, it could all heal. It could all be one whole, just to help my journey in life. And I pray you guys do that too, to help with your journey in life. take care of the mind. It is really, really important to take care of the mind. Because what's the devil's number one goal? Kill, steal, and destroy. And he knows how to attack the mind. He knows how to bring doubt, you know, unforgiveness. It all ties together. So I just wanted to jump in and just bring back to awareness our mental health. Please take care of your mental health. Take care of your mind. It is so precious. It is so precious. So again, I hope you had a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Sunday. Hope you're unwinding, maybe enjoying family, maybe some self time. And think about your mental health. Think about your mental health. I have going across the screen here for my listeners. I have the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline number. It's 988. That's worldwide. If you need help, someone's on that other line to help. Talk to your doctors. Get that referral. If you need that, if you believe it's for you, to help with some balance in your life, to help one step with healing. There are many parts to your healing process. I just wanted to bring awareness to mental health. I love you guys. I love you so. So please, take care of yourself. Full, mental, physical, spiritually. Take care of yourself. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you guys for tuning in. I have some great guests lined up for you. So look forward to the new episodes. And chime in. Let me know what you guys are thinking. Let me know what you want to talk about dealing with resilience. Anything that's on your mind, you could email me at resilience7781@gmail.com. I do read the emails. I will respond. And I just thank you. Just keep tuning in, guys. Subscribe, like, we're on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music. I could go on and on and on where you get your podcast at. Please listen in. Listen to some of the past episodes. Come and be edified. Come be uplifted. Come be inspired. Come be encouraged. And get a little push in this journey called life, you know? So we could be a better person. So we could be a whole person, healed person, to keep pushing through life, to accomplish the goals, the purpose that God put us here on this earth. I'm just so firm believing in that. We live and we wake up, we have breath, we have that purpose. We are living because we have purpose. So I love you guys. Again, tune into your mental health. Take care of your mind. And let me know what you're thinking. Send me those emails or go on Facebook or Instagram and chime in. Go on the website, resiliencewdawnolivia.com. And let me know your thoughts. Seriously. I want to hear from you. I want to pray for you. So I just thank you. I thank you. I thank you. And I thank you. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you for listening. And I hope this brings some comfort to you. I hope this helps you push through life. So thank you, family. As always, stay safe, stay well, and always stay resilient. Have a blessed night.